4, report and possible discussion on Possum Kingdom hydroelectric decommissioning update by Troy Glasson, Regional Customer Relations Business Manager, Upper Basin.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Good morning, Directors. I am Troy Glasson. Next slide, please. I'm just bringing you, this is a report only. There's no action required. This first slide is just kind of an overview of the project area. You see the powerhouse windows in this photo are no longer there. You'll see those in later, see that in later photos. This is penstock 1, this is penstock 2, and this is the area that we've placed the controlled outlet conduit. And this is also the headgate tower. I wanted to note that to you because we've done some work there as well. Next slide, please. This is a timeline that you're familiar with for the project. The gray shaded area are the tasks that we've completed to date. We are currently working toward completion of task 8, which is the installation of the controlled outlet conduit. That's almost complete. You'll see later that the valves were installed last week, and so it's really starting to take shape. Power restoration is also a project that is ongoing right now, and I'll show you some photos of that as well. We do anticipate that we should be complete with the project when the FERC order takes effect in the spring of next year. Next slide, please. This is a budget update. You can see, I don't know if you remember the last report, but we had spent about $2 million. Last time I had briefed you, we were up to almost $6 million, which is 63% of our total budget. The majority of the expenditures have come from construction and engineering involved with installation of the controlled outlet conduit. Any question on the budget numbers while I'm here, y'all feel free to interrupt me at any point if you'd like. If not, I'll move on. Next slide, please. And this is the historical photo that we have had in this slide presentation since the beginning of the project. Next slide. This slide will begin sort of an overview of the construction progress. There's a number of slides. I mentioned the windows in the initial slide. You can see that those are boarded up right now. Those will be replaced with new windows at the end of the project. For asbestos abatement, we had a lot of scaffolding throughout the inside of the powerhouse. You can see that here. And this this photo denotes the abatement that went on the actual penstock to remove lead-based paint prior to cutting. Next slide, please. This is the headgate that we have installed at the controlled outlet conduit in that headgate tower that I showed you. This photo is of the inspection that went on when it was received. We took it over by barge, installed it, and this is the hoist that operates the headgate, brings it up and down. Next slide, please. This is the cutting of the penstocks. I have penstock 1 demolition up here, but I could have just as well had penstock 1 and penstock 2. Both of the old penstocks have been demolished. They were cut, and then they were hoisted out by crane, and then they were moved off-site at a later time. Next slide, please. This is the capping of the penstocks. Both penstocks were capped with a steel cap and then sealed and encased in concrete afterwards. Next slide, please. Just the opposite in Bay 3 where the COC, we demolished the concrete, the steel cap, and then put in the new piping afterwards. Next slide. This is a slide of the new piping. This is after it's been painted. This is installation of some thrust blocks, and this is the pipe external to the powerhouse, actually between the powerhouse and the dam. So it runs from the dam, which will be up here, down into the powerhouse.
Hey, Troy, yes. how long is that penstock supposed to last? These others we've had, they've been there since construction, obviously. So they're, what, 40 years, 50 years old?
Yes, sir. And I don't, Mark might know how long. 60. Or Terry, I'm sure I don't
know. The existing ones have lasted 70 years.
Okay.
You could probably, if you maintain part of them, we can get a definite life out of them. They were internally coated, and I think that was the key to it, which protected them and kept the material.
Just secured?
A long time. I don't have the exact answer, sorry.
I won't mark it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. That's right. All right. Next slide, please. This is the demolition that went on inside the powerhouse. We had to take out the floor and about 19 feet of fill. There was also a column that the turbine would have rested on if we had put a third turbine in this area. We had to knock this out. And then you can see this area right here is where the piping enters the building at Wise. And then there's a 78-inch valve that comes out through here and a 42 out through this area here. And you'll see that in some upcoming slides. Next slide, please. This is the piping inside the powerhouse. It was brought in different stages and assembled inside the powerhouse. And then you can see where it goes out to where the valves will be placed on in a future slide. All the piping is underneath concrete, several layers of concrete now. And you can see this is almost the finished product. They put on another layer of concrete this past Friday. And so it's completely sealed off under concrete now. Next slide. This is the 42-inch valve, and this is the piping before it was assembled. Next slide. And here we have the valves that were installed. The 78-inch, the big one here, was installed last week, 42-inch a little bit earlier. You can see the water coming out of the 42-inch represents some of the leakage that contractors have been dealing with throughout the life of the project. It's been manageable throughout. And it, once these valves are shut off, of course, no water. Next slide. And this is power restoration. We have moved off of the BPCC grid onto the United Grid. And our SMU folks up at PK are installing racks work with our electrical guys to install these transformers that will step down to the power to a manageable level to power the dam and the power of the COC operations. I think that's, there may be one more slide, and y'all are all familiar with this. It just shows where the COC is in terms of lake levels at Possum Kingdom. Any questions? They're not gone. They are dismantled. So they remain in place, and there's room, of course, where a third one could have gone. But it looks much the same as it did. Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Troy.